seen that on TV where Chad was going through the transgender technical test
role. Absolutely. Yeah.
And everything. And I'm one of them that's going through that right now, and taking male testosterone and bodybuilding, and I hopefully to be the second transgender male model. And I'm the age of 46, but I don't look 46.
So I'm sorry. Let me go back a little bit. So you're saying that you're transgender. So you was once a woman, and you're trying to transform into male.
Right. I also was on Judge Joe Brown. Everybody seen me, and I got a million Facebook friends requests after that show had aired. But I think that's great for Chad. You know what I'm saying? Even though the life that we live, we're still human. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, Dee, when did you feel like, as a young girl, that you really were a man?
That started at a rather early age. I'd say around about 5, 6. I was wearing tough skin jeans, doing what my brothers and them do, you know.
But so, most people think it's just being like a tomboy. You know, you're trying to, you know.
Right.
But exactly you never transitioned out of that.
No, I never did. I'm also 46, still a virgin. So when it comes to that other part, so I, you know.
So you've never had relationships as a woman with a man?
With a man. No.
Orally or nothing? Nothing.
Nothing.
Has penetrated
I walk straight.
That.
Is that because you don't have that kind of urge or feeling for that kind of?
Well, men never, you know, I have, don't get me wrong, I have no, I give credit when credit is due. If I see a man, oh, he's handsome, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But for us, as sexual-wise, no, that doesn't desire. I like female, you know, females, and I always have, and I like, you know.
So why are you trying to look like a man?
I mean, if you like women, why are you going through the stage
surgery
of,
and all
yeah,
of that.
Surgery and all that?
Because number one, I do have a significant other that I've been in a relationship 10 years.
Mm-hmm. What?
She also was with a male before I met her. Okay, and I feel like, you know, as me being who I am and as her being as she, you know, she is, I love her 100%. You know, I don't have to cheat. I don't have to do nothing. And in order to get down the right road, I want to marry her like a male would marry a woman.
Wow.
So in order to do that, that love is so strong to where I'm willing to sacrifice and change my appearance. My appearance stopped me from going a lot of places. I can't go in a female's restroom because they get hysterical. And I have to, you know, go off on them and let them know, look, I can read. I am who I am. So now, in order to feel comfortable, I just go in the men's restroom.
So, Dee, so now, do you consider yourself a man or a woman?
Well, right now, I consider myself really me, but I mostly consider myself as a male because of appearance. And I can't, you know, like I say, I can't even go in the women's restroom without a problem. You know, everybody say I look like Weezy. I say, nah, I don't look like Weezy.
If you look like Weezy, what do you expect? Do you expect somebody? If you look like Weezy,
right, and where would you be comfortable going to? Wow,
I go into the male restroom because of my son. I've been raising my son with my wife and our daughter since he was 7 months. She was 1 year old.
Okay,
now I'm considered as that.
Okay, do the kids are they confused?
No.
What
no,
they think you not. Are?
So the kids know that you.
They knows, but they consider me that. You know, I don't put no blind spot. Even if I meet a woman, I'm gonna let her know. Hey, don't let the look fool you. I'm a female.
Wow.
Okay.
So go on my Facebook page. You'll see, man.
I'm looking at it right now. I am, and I.
Can we put your Facebook page on the Box website? Or your picture of you?
Yeah, I mean, you can.
Okay, I just wanted to know. I mean, I don't know.
If I saw you, I would think you were a guy.
Right, and it also at work. See, I work for the city of Houston. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't scared to put it out there.
Okay.
I work for the city of Houston, and
just
I had a little meeting about don't ask, don't tell. When Lady Gaga came with the don't ask, don't tell, they had to take me into a conference. Well, what did I prefer to be called? I've been here 8 years.
Right.
What restroom I want to use? I said, yeah. If any male want to can go in the women's restroom, I'm sure the male want to go into the women's restroom. So I'm gonna continue to go into the women's restroom at work. You know what I'm saying?
Your lifestyle requires a lot of effort. Is it?
Right.
Does it ever get to a point where it's really I don't want to say it's too hard or use the word a burden, but it sounds like there could be a lot of issues right. with other people, right. family members, society at large. But I understand that you do have to be happy for yourself as well.
Right. Well, my family loves me as me, like all my nieces, nephews, they call me Uncle D. You know, that's me. They respect me for who I am. They love me for me.
And how how hard has it been for you? And it sounds like you're adapting. It sounds like you're adapting very well. But how hard has it been?
It's been pretty hard, you know, especially when you're out in the public and you got to, you know, go to the restroom. You got to go to the restroom, man. You know.
Right.
And you got people in the restaurant. They like, you know, everybody see me say, "Sir," you know, "It's sir." You know, they never mistake and say, "Well, ma'am," or nothing like that. Even at my, you know, at my job, they respect me for who I am.
Okay, because, you know, they definitely don't know, but you want to be a man. You are born a woman and you want to be a man, or are you just doing this because you are in love with a woman and you want to be able to marry her?
No, I love the way I am. I love the way I am. So, it's, you know, this what God's made. God made me this. He made me as a woman, but sometimes it can be to a point that maybe, you know, I'm not saying that God can be wrong, but sometimes you feel like you're in the wrong body. You know, you have to take, go to psychiatrist to therapy and things like this. Especially if you're going to get the male hormone injections, you have to go through a process. It's not just something overnight, hey, I want to be a man and I want to get this injection. It's not like that. You know what I'm saying?
D, hey, I appreciate your honesty with us this morning, man.
Right.
I appreciate that. And have a great day, okay?
All right, y'all too. Hey, and, love 97.9 to 5.
Hey, thank you, D.
All right.